Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Wayne Brady and
Rob Riggle.
Oh, Rob Riggle later on this morning. Yeah. Tomorrow is Adam Ferrara and Ty Burrell. Get a hold of my dad later on, too. They're on lockdown in his particular area of Pennsylvania now, so he can't even drive around, he says. And also, we talked about, because I saw some more stuff about our city, Omaha, where I'm sure it's happening in a lot of Midwestern cities and everywhere for that matter. Some of the box stores are too crowded, and even the Walmart's too crowded. But I want to, the people that go to my Target, yeah, congratulations. Cause I had to go. I had to go yesterday about 5:30.
What'd you have to get?
It's just stuff for the house. I mean, it was, you know, and then I picked up something else that wasn't important. And you can figure out what that is. I guess alcohol is important, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay.
I've seen you sober. It's not good.
That might have been the reason I went for alcohol, but okay. Whatever. I'm not going to be shamed. I went and stopped. But it was empty. The place was empty. And yeah. And it was, you know, in our city, it was 70 degrees, sunny. It was just creepy walking in there. Now, there were some people in there, the workers, obviously. And you know what? We're whining about having to be here and be too close to each other. But the workers at stores, necessity stores, like grocers, obviously this Target's got a grocery store too, but it's that's who I think are huge heroes right now.
Oh, the frontline people,
regular,
like that,
just yeah. Regular people, the guy working in those yeah. stores,
the guy cooking our takeout,
yeah,
the people ringing up our food and our alcohol.
But
yeah.
the place was empty, and I'm walking around, and I'm thinking, man. And then I saw some people with the carts, but I'm not shaming them because I'm in there too. But the place was kind of empty. So that was good. It was a good feeling, except there was no wipes when you walked in to wipe. So I'm carrying everything. I'm literally carrying everything in two hands, and that's not cool.
Yeah, you got to bring a backpack next time.
Yeah, I should have brought a backpack, right? But then you walk out, and I get caught for stealing or something.
Well,
like
and
that.
They also
I actually put something. I put like because I had to grab something for the side for dinner too, and I shoved it in my sweatshirt pocket. And I'm thinking, I better not walk out with it was like egg salad or something. I mean, it was some sort of salad thing shoved in my pocket.
Christy tells me, because you know she's the one that runs to the store.
Becky does it too, usually.
But yeah, the grocery store she goes to, there's someone there, you know, distributing the carts and wiping them down for you.
Yeah. The little wipe, there's a big red thing in all Targets, and that thing was just emptied. I'm thinking, well, that's stupid. You got to keep that full. Obviously, you're just hanging out here. There's not many of you here,
Well, they might not have any. Yeah.
They
might be out.
Yeah, but that's
what, I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy though.
Now might be a good time to.
I'm sure the Walmart was packed though. That's what I've been hearing.
Who knows?
Walmart's
that service workers of the world to think about unionizing.
Oh my God,
they got a little clout.
Now. Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny how we? Well, we didn't. We think that everybody's bitching about. They don't. Nobody needs to make $15 an hour.
They need money for.
And that's the guys on the front line now. Yeah. The $15 an hour employee. Well, the less than $15 an hour. Employee.
Well, that's probably the single biggest group of quote unquote essential personnel.
This will go away, Todd. When it does go away, they'll be treated just as like crap. Corporations will treat them just like crap.
Of course they will.
Yeah.
It'll be back.
Walmart
to normal.
Will be back. Walmart employees will be back on food stamps. You know, which they are now. You know.
Well, I'm happy for Mike here on the send a Facebook note.
Hey, Mike.
You guys getting laid more? Not sure if it's the virus, but I sure have.
He doesn't have any kids in the house.
Yeah. I don't have any kids in the house.
Yeah, so you get laid more?
I am.
All right.
Like every day.
There's nothing to do.
Although.
Is sometimes she there?
We had a throwdown last night.
All right. You mean there sex or a fight?
Yeah. No, there's a she threw in a contingency.
About sex?
I have to quit smoking.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know why she even tried.
You're celibate
that.
Now, Todd.
I don't know why
Congratulations.
I don't know why she's trying that. So we can't narc on you? Here? Because if you smoke here,
no,
still.
No, I'm gonna quit.
All right, yeah.
Cigarettes?
Yeah. No, he's not. Oh, yeah, that's true. There's no weed contingent, and there shouldn't be.
Oh, she's fine with the weed.
Yeah. We should do edibles only.
She just didn't like the cigarettes.
Should do edibles only, then.
And when somebody still yells at you about smoking cigarettes, you really have no defense. You have no argument.
No,
yeah, but
really.
You used to yell at us for yelling at you, you know? I used to shame you for years. In fact, 26 to be.
Yeah.
And now he's finally, for the first time, going to try to quit smoking.
No, he's not.
You weren't banging me at the time.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
At the time. It's been on and off.
But, yeah. Craig quit because good for Craig. He quit because of cancer.
I have quit before.
Yeah, yeah. That day, but you didn't quit because you started again.
I know.
Yeah.
But I think I went, my record is 6 months.
You had the same perfect opportunity he did.
But now you got Nick. Now you got Nick as your smoking buddy.
Yeah. You're all laid up there for a few months. Could have, and then nothing.
Nothing.
Right back to it.
Pardon our skepticism, me and Puss.
Oh, I understand. Your skepticism completely.
Yeah, you're not going to quit smoking. And I want you to. Believe me, I want you to quit smoking.
Which is
I
want
to do this radio show for a long time to come. That's why I want Craig to be alive and for his family.
Well, I have to. Because,
mainly for us.
Things are going to be a little rough at home if I don't.
Okay, for Craig. For the show and Craig's personal joy.
Which he's always open to.
Craig, I talked to our old buddy Dr. Ed
yesterday. And we're talking to him Monday, right?
He talked me off the ledge a little bit.
You're is that why you're in a ledge? Better mood?
Oh, yeah, I was.
Don't blow sunshine up everybody's ass until Dr. Ed joins us Monday.
No, it was just a little more, a little less grim.
Right.
You know, it's not, nothing's good. Right. But it was
I know. Hello. Yeah,
it was a little less grim than I had thought because I had spent too much time on Facebook the day before looking at
dumbasses.
The opinions of idiots.
Yeah, uneducated
don't
idiots.
Do that.
And they don't like, I'm going to start doing what Puss does. I realize we have to stay involved because of what we do for a living. But I'm trying not to. I can't wean off the Facebook a little bit.
You can't. The problem is everybody's really bored. You have so much time on your hands, and you just your phone's there, and you go, Facebook.
That's it.
It's Facebook, Twitter, Facebook.
Right.
Don't do that. Yeah. Put it down. Turn off the news. Just turn on something happy you can laugh at. Yeah. Find some dumb movie on Netflix.
Well, I have to, but I have to do both. Because we're responsible for giving information too.
I get that, but you need about a half hour's worth of news every day.
Yeah.
You're going to get the highlights on the evening news, and that's what you need to
that's
know.
That's what I watch because
that's what you need
they're
to
not
know.
Running they're not running the rally, the Trump rally. They're running actual news.
Yeah.
ABC and NBC, they go to the news. They avoid the rally.
Cut down significantly on the Facebook consumption yesterday. Twitter's not quite so bad.
No, but like I said, somebody tried to Twitter shame me because I kept my kids in the house. So I'm thinking, all right.
And I'm actually reading like more periodicals. You know, I get a few magazines delivered to me. They still make magazines.
Yeah.
You can actually read stuff in print.
It's weird to look at magazines, like a Men's Health or a Men's Journal or there's a bunch of different stuff I get, and then to look at them and look at people are doing things.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's kind of and it makes you. It's like you're looking at some old time when people did stuff.
Well, I think John Oliver pointed that out in his latest Last Week Tonight. Just watching TV, you look at
I totally saw. I said that yesterday,
there are people at a restaurant.
People walking around.
There's people in a crowd.
Right.
There's a ballroom full of people there.
I just got the new issue of, I think it was like Men's Journal or something, and there was an article in there about, 10 great adventure trips you can take around the world, and I went, ooh, this didn't age well.
No.
And it was written last month.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too. I mean, when they, sometime in the summer, whenever they say you can do stuff, how many people that have the time and the cash are going to do something that day? Like hit the road, take off, go?
I think a lot.
Yeah. If the airports are open.
I know I'd
too,
like
you know?
To, but I probably got to resist the urge.
No, we'll be here too for that matter.
Yeah.
Yesterday we talked about that study that said
nobody's gonna
so
do it.
Many people are going to wait several months after that.
No, I did say that somebody might avoid a tube plane if they can, but we can't because we kind of live in the middle of the country and to drive to the coast or the mountains, it takes forever.
I think there'll be some lingering fear for some people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think so.
I'm not shaking hands.
I definitely think that's gonna
hang. I'm not shaking hands. Yeah. Not with strangers or people I know.
Well, whether you know them or not really doesn't speak anything as to where their hands have
been. Yeah, most people I know could be dirtier than the strangers I know.
But, you know, if you bow or kneel, That's what I'm going to ask people to do in the future. You can kneel down or bow down.
Nod your head.
Yeah.
Well, people are also doing the old, you know, touch the heart thing.
Oh, look at you. Oh, that's a good idea.
The good one I saw yesterday on Facebook was the Live Long and Prosper.
Oh, for nerds. Yeah.
The Spock salute.
Yeah. We probably can't get away with the Wakanda forever.
No, it's not okay for us. No, unless you're wearing a FUBU shirt.
That's a cultural appropriation.
We can't do that. And Todd, we've been
yelling it out loud too.
We've been telling new people around the building to kneel down to you for years.
Yeah, that's right.
They never have taken us seriously on that.
Yeah. So the Target was pretty empty, but even then, I felt like I shouldn't have been there. It was really a weird feeling.
But you should have, because you needed things.
I understand that
you weren't there to linger.
I'm with you.
You got what you needed and got out.
But like I said, it was clean. I could smell that they had just sprayed it. And it was a beautiful sunny day. It was just an eerie feeling, even though it was clean. Of course, you know.
Well, I guess I told you guys off.
I wish I could turn off my brain and be like some of the idiots on Facebook and just do things, except they're actually harming everybody.
I was telling you guys off the air, I'm going to start taking advantage of the grocery store has the, pickup.
But somebody's touching your groceries then. So why not just go?
But somebody's touching
it
when they put it on the shelf in the store too.
Yeah. Sure.
So I mean, this is one more way for me to not be in the crowd in there, and take myself out of a situation I don't need to be in. Yeah. Pick them up in the parking lot.
Several stores have what they call senior hours.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Costco is actually expanding that a little bit. But I was speaking to someone who works at one of those stores that has the senior hours. It's like the first one in the morning.
It's not 55 plus, is it?
It's 60.
Should be at least 65. It's 60?
60.
All right.
But it doesn't matter because people just show up.
Yeah, and they can't stop them.
You can't.
No.
They're not going to do an ID check at the door.
Yep, because that's just going to cause people looking at you. You're right.
Yeah, but if I tried to walk in,
doesn't matter,
and I'm obviously not 60,
they're gonna let you in.
So they're just asking people to respect that.
Yeah,
they're not enforcing it.
When you feel like
how can you enforce it?
Some old lady gonna yell at you in the aisle, which she should. She sees puss and starts swinging her purse at puss.
Well,
he's used to that.
Well, the guy up front should at least give you a dirty look.
Yeah. That's what it involves, guys that look a lot older than what they do. Yeah, I got in, man.
Yeah.
They didn't even card me.
Ryder could probably get in.
I look 60. All right. Cool. What's up? So Todd quit smoking. That's good news.
Did?
You had a cigarette yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. Oh, it is 6:11.
Last one, and I had a little lecture after that last night.
Yeah, I guess it's what would make you crankier, quitting smoking or never getting laid again?
That's a good point, though. You're quitting smoking right now when a time it's I'm not telling you to keep smoking, but talk about on edge. You know, most of us are drinking more.
Yeah, he has other things to knock the edge off.
Yeah.
Still. You don't want to quit.
Yeah, but Craig, you're going against your own advice. It's not his number one vice.
Yeah, he's still smoking weed.
That's hardly a vice.
Cigarettes?
Smoking.
Really?
Hardly a vice.
Yeah. Hardly a vice.
Okay. We've learned something today.
Hardly a vice. I mean, sure, it is. But not comparatively speaking to, other things I was thinking of when I said, pick up a vice.
Oh, I think that's the deadliest one I have.
Of course it is.
Vices don't have to be deadly.
Of course it is.
But sure, this one
to
is.
Take up time.
The best ones are.
Yeah, in general, the ones that you think about the first, ones that are really not good for your health.
Tobacco is worse for you than anything, obviously. I mean, everything's bad, but that's really bad for you.
Yeah.
Excessive alcohol consumption is not too good for you either.
Not either.
See, now that's more of a vice, it seems to me. But, certainly smoking is.
Yeah. So you're just going to just go out in the patio and smoke a joint every day?
No, I'll sit by my chair.
Oh, okay.
I'll sit on the couch.
I'll try a lot of weed now.
Smoke a bowl.
All right, there you go.
I don't roll many joints. And I got that little, I like the oil.
It's a good thing weed's legal in this state now.
I like the vape pen.
Yeah.
It's just convenient. I'm not in the ritual anymore where you sit around with a bunch of your buddies.
Well, you can't share those things anymore. It's nasty.
Share a ball. Yeah, you can't do the ritual.
No, no.
I'm sure there's a lot of guys who miss the ritual.
A lot of guys are still doing it.
Of smoking their pot with their buddies.
Yeah.
No, I bet you there's a
lot fewer
people sharing pipes and sharing joints and sharing balls.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's cut
down. Let's hope so.
Considerably.
Let's hope so. Dude, fireball it.
And it's hard to separate stems and seeds on your Spotify.
There you go.
You know? Things change.
They don't separate stems and seeds anymore. That's probably what your dad did, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
We know your mom did.
Right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, trash guy Jorge is checking back here, too. Thank you, Craig, for telling people to be nice to the trash man. Now, can you tell them all to shut the hell up and leave us alone?
That's the second guy.
I don't mind.
Yeah, Danny said the same thing. Guys are just talking to him.
Right.
Yeah, I'll wave to the guy. That's about it. I don't want to bug them. I know they're
they got places to be.
I don't have conversation for them.
Well, they don't want that.
They don't want conversation with me.
No,
they don't.
I think people are lonely and trying to talk to anybody, and that's a problem right there.
You know what they like though is that people will come out and tip them a $20 bill or something for.
Can't touch them then.
Thanks for. Thanks for your service.
I imagine they would like
that. You know, they always tell you you're supposed to do that at Christmas.
It's a lot of money, man.
Unless you could actually catch the guy coming around, how do you do that?
I know.
Are you just going to tape it to the top of the bin
it's
and hope?
It's different than the mailman because you just leave it in the box.
Right.
But you're right.
The guy who delivers my Sunday.
But you don't know if it's the same guy all the time, too, in those trucks.
I
recognize different guys.
No idea.
Yeah. I'd like to tip my guy who gives me my Sunday paper, but he comes like at 2 in the morning on Sunday.
But there's a thing when you pay that bill.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Oh, maybe not. Yeah, there is. There's a thing when you pay the bill.
Okay.
It says tip on there. At least for the local rag, I still get that.
Well, mine's on an auto pay.
Oh, so you're not tipping a guy.
They take it off my credit card.
All right.
Plus, I got two different trash trucks. I mean, I got one that comes around for recycle and one that comes around for trash.
Me too.
And one for yard waste in the summer. I'm not going to tip them all.
Tip your trash.
Sit in the driveway in the middle of the night. You know, in late
that'd be creepy.
In late
scared
December.
The hell out of them. Scared the hell out of me. Blows you.
That's
man,
a way to not get
man
your paper.
Shot in his driveway, scaring the hell out of a newspaper guy at 1 a.m.
Sitting there in my lawn chair in the middle of December,
not smoking a cigarette.
Oh, that's right, not smoking a cigarette.
Absolutely not. All right, the guy who's getting laid has passed along some advice to you. Because he has 3 kids.
How old are those kids?
3, 7, and 9.
Totally different. Totally different. They're upstairs sleeping. My kids are awake.
Not 9-year-old, not 7 and 9.
They can sleep at night. They go to bed.
So your kids never go to sleep?
Well, not for me.
Wow, come on. then stay up for an hour.
They're always in the house because I'm being a good dad.
Yeah.
What's this guy say?
And I scream.
Close the door and crank up the TV.
Once you get it. But a 9-year-old also doesn't know you're banging it in there either.
Right.
You know, they don't. I'm not saying, believe me.
Are your kids up when you get home?
Yes. They're
okay.
Everybody's up.
They're not always up when
you get my one son's not up. My daughter's definitely up. And, you know.
Yeah, when I was that age.
Hell, half the time my wife wasn't up.
I could sleep till noon.
Yeah.
Sleep till 1.
Yeah. No, it's an issue, but, you know, I'm not really worried about it. That's actually the last thing on my mind. I mean, no, it's not the last thing on my mind. I'm thinking about sex, believe me. But it's, you know. The howling, I can get through it. But you know, once believe me, when there will be a time where they have to get to go somewhere for maybe an hour at the same time, or maybe a drive somewhere they can go to do that together. But
did you say the howling?
An hour?
No, he said howling.
Oh, I said I'd be howling. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I didn't know you were a howler.
Oh, yeah, you know. You know.
Yes, you did.
You know.
Yes, you did.
It's been a while. I've forgotten.
If you didn't, that's on you.
You heard me have sex in the other room.
You were a howler.
You weren't doing it right.
And, you know, Becky, she has to scream, you know, like, get off me.
Ooh, that got dark.
I already satisfied her.
Oh.
See, and I go along.
Oh, I thought it was. Aren't you done yet?
Well, it's either one of those. You pick it out.
He just keeps on howling.
Keep on howling.
I still say you go out and clean the garage at about midnight on Saturday night. And, you know.
Yeah, like I'm in any shape. First of all, midnight. Who knows up at midnight?
Whatever. You got to be after the kids go to sleep.
Yeah.
Wake up in the middle of the night for a little out in the car.
They don't go to sleep at least till 1 o'clock, and maybe 2.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, because they're 17 and 15. Why would you? There's no 8 o'clock in the morning school.
Well, then...
their school's at noon.
A little early morning action on the weekend.
Oh, weekend maybe. Yeah, that might work out.
Yeah. Yeah, nudge her at like 7 on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
See how that works.
Everybody likes that.
Who doesn't?
Nudged on the weekend morning.
How you doing?
Leave me the hell alone.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, that morning breath is turning me on.
Yeah. Might have a sock standby so you can muffle the howling a little bit. Just tell Becky to stick a sock in your mouth when you start howling.
She screams with pleasure, too, by the way.
I really think you're probably overselling this. I'm going to want first-hand confirmation.
Is your daughter here? You guys have sex?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Okay. Is she far enough away in the house?
Yeah, and she sleeps like a rock.
Okay, got it. All right. Maybe she just cries and puts a pillow over her head. Oh, my God, it's happening again.
Nah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm so glad I don't have memories of that from being a child.
I happened to be once. I come running in from outside playing football in the yard with some buds, and I was pretty young. I would say maybe 8 to 10, somewhere in that area. And I just I saw Dad's mailbag sitting there. Because he was
M-A-I-L?
He was a postal worker, right?
And then M-A-L-E.
Yeah, yeah. And then I go, hey. And I said, I just opened my mom's room, and I remember. And luckily, they had covers on them. But he was. And I was still too young to realize he was on top of her. And I hear Mike, when he called later on this morning, he'll say that Mike. And I go, which I sound just like him as I get older. And it sucks. And I close the door, and then about 2 years later, I go, oh,
that's what
I saw. Dad got a. Because we were on his own house is on his own route.
Naturally.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he
special delivery.
Yeah. The postman always rings twice.
The postman did not ring.
I didn't ring. He had a key.
Right. That's right.
Actually, no keys back then. He walked in.
He just walked right in.
He walked in. I'm going to drop my mail bag right here. So that happened to me once. But I'm sure we've done those stories before where it's happened. Actually, it's probably happening more now. Yeah, that's a good way to kill some time. You get one of those stories happening right now, because if you're trying to knock it out, some kid's in the house, because there's kids all in the houses now.
And I'm guessing it's one extreme or the other. People are either having a lot more sex or a lot less sex.
Oh, yeah, I think it's one or the other.
Because
exactly.
of the situation.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but, I didn't see his actual mail bag.
Yeah. That's good. Just the mail bag. Yeah. And then the M-A-L-E.
I retweeted. Actually, it's funny you brought that up, too. I retweeted a photo I found on the internet yesterday. It shows a mailman taking a dump in a yard. It says, give the mailman a break, basically, because everything's closed. So if you see a mailman dumping in the yard, and I mentioned that I got buddies still work for the post office. My dad was a postal worker. I was raised on postal money. So, yeah, good. You guys are doing some hell of a job there. And you can poop in my yard if you want.
Right. Oh,
you talking to everybody?
Nice, no.
I come
just
by.
The mail people.
And more Wichita Trashmen corresponding here. Danny says, screw the $20. Tip me with some Tramadol. Danny loves Tramadol.
I don't know
Tramadol.
If that's legal.
Danny does love Tramadol, doesn't he? Oh, this damn CD
he brings
ain't working.
It up a lot.
All right. God damn it.
All the tools.
Yeah, all the tools. Yeah. We've always had all the tools here. All right, quick break.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.